Welcome to This is Robotics, radio news, podcasting news and commentary from around the world. Please join us for today's radio news report with your host, Tom Green, for news, analysis, and commentary from the wide world of robotics. Radio News is a production of Asian Robotics Review, your most trusted news resource in global robotics. And now, here's Tom.
Hello, folks, and welcome to This is Robotics. We're already a month into our second year of podcasting, and I'm really pumped for today's episode. We're going to be introducing a new column to This is Robotics. We're introducing a new website, and we're also going to be giving away some cobots. I mean, what could be better than that? Our sincerest thanks to our global audience for making us the number one all-news robotics podcast with over 15,000 downloads. Thanks so much for your loyalty. We also have the pleasure of giving away some cobots. Yes, cobot giveaways. We're going to be giving away a very cool new cobot arm called Hunit. Hang in with us and we'll tell you how to get one. Also, today's podcast has a few new wrinkles in our news coverage of worldwide robotics. First, we're adding a new column, which is the podcast version of a robotics blog that I've been writing for over 2 years. It's called What's New in Robotics. Every 2 weeks, I have the honor and pleasure of writing the blog for a very well-known Canadian robotics developer named Robotique. What's New in Robotics is me writing postcards about robotics from all over the world. I have a blast writing it. I write a half dozen or so 200-word vignettes every 2 weeks and publish them on Robotique's website. Now, thanks to Robotique, we'll be featuring those same robotics postcards monthly as a podcast on This is Robotics. Blogs become podcasts. More on that in a moment. We have also expanded a bit. We have launched a new website that's rapidly building itself out and nearing completion. It's called Robo AI News, and it's located at roboainews.com. As its name denotes, it's a website all about smart robots. The convergence that we see happening day by day, the inevitable convergence between robots and artificial intelligence. It's a major step up for both robots and the rest of us, as smart robots are already changing the entire direction of robotics technology. So why not give them a website all their own? Hence, Robo AI News. Tagging along with the announcement about Robo AI News is a quick look at why it is that robots are acquiring smarts. It's a segment we call The Demise of Dumb. That report is also accompanied by a quick look at the next 10 years of robotics through about 2030. From a research report produced by Boston Consulting Group, BCG's take on the driving forces behind all of robotics through 2030 is contained in two words, mobility and intelligence. Ah, there's that word intelligence again. As I said earlier, we're also going to be giving away free cobots. This is Robotics collided with a new cobot arm called Hunit. Maybe you've seen it already. It's a cobot that we think should be in every home and school. We'll let Hunit explain their fantastic cobot arm themselves. We're going to buy two or three or maybe more, whatever we can afford, and give them away during the upcoming holiday season. That should be a lot of fun. Okay, on with the news. Welcome to What's New in Robotics. What's New in Robotics is our newest column. It's based on the blog that I write for the Robotique website, Postcards on Robotics from Around the World. It's now our newest podcast column. I love the blog and I love the podcast version of it. I think you're going to like it as well. Okay, so let's go travel in the world together. Let's see what postcards on robotics we can find out there. What's New in Robotics this month? We'll travel to an Indonesian village, the Czech Republic, then Sweden, and finally, California. Our postcards will take a look at an exosuit, or otherwise known as a wearable robot, that manages spastic muscles for those afflicted with multiple sclerosis or cerebral palsy. Followed by some little bit of homemade ingenuity in robotics with a service robot that has a rice cooker for a head and a body made out of an old TV. And it does a great job for a village in Indonesia. Then we'll take a look at a 3D-printed cobot arm that actually works. And finally, the 45-second pizza robot made in a moving truck, only in California. What's new in robotics comes courtesy of Robotique, world leader in plug-and-play cobot applications. After all, automation should simplify your life, not make it more complicated. Elevate your workforce with easy-to-use cobot applications that do the work for you. If you want to see how easy it is for these cobot applications to do the work for you, just say hi to the Robotique crew. They're going to be in Chicago at PAC Expo, October 23rd to the 26th. So check in at booth N5463 and let them show you the Robotique palletizing solution. Robotique, world leaders in plug-and-play cobot applications. Get to know them real soon. Our first postcard comes to us from Southeast Asia. In praise of homemade robots hails from Indonesia. With a robot's head made from an old rice cooker, a chest from a discarded television set, and its base from a junk toy car chassis, the residents of Tembak Gede, which is a district of Surabaya, capital of Indonesian province, East Java, are making do by basically dumpster diving and improvising robotics. Particularly hard hit with COVID, especially the Delta variant, Indonesia has had over 3 million COVID infections and more than 108,000 deaths. The villages of Tembak Gede, under the direction of a few local engineering professors, constructed a service robot they named, appropriately, Delta. Asianto, a neighborhood leader who heads the Delta robot project, said, "With this new Delta variant and the surging number of COVID-19 cases, I decided to turn the robot into one used for public services, such as to spray disinfectant, deliver food, meet the needs of the residents who are self-isolating. After moving down the street to a home of a villager who's self-isolating, the robot speaker sends out a message, 'Peace be with you,' followed by, 'A delivery is here. Get well soon.' With 12 hours of battery life, Delta is now one of several robots made in the village that has won Tembak Gede a reputation for its creative use of technology. Just goes to show you don't have to have millions to make a really working service robot. A little ingenuity can replace a lot. And now from the Czech Republic, a 3D-printed cobot arm that really works. There are many 3D-printed cobot arms available, but most are wonderful educational toys and not cut out for real work, like machine tending in a factory or piece picking in e-commerce. Not so for Real Robot 1, or RR1, from the laboratory of Pavel Surinek. Sure, it's a prototype, but it's a first, and may well lead to a near future of high-grade 3D-printed cobot and robot arms becoming regular players in industrial robotics. The criteria for a useful robot or cobot arm is precision, accuracy, repeatability, and strength. And the RR1 checks off all those boxes, which has been a near impossibility via any 3D printing process until now. The RR1, or Real Robot 1, like most multi-axis robot and cobot arms, has stepper motors that rotate the joints. However, the RR1 is unique in that the motor has a 3D-printed planetary gearbox to increase torque and motor output resolution. And speaking about how robust this 3D-printed cobot arm is, Surinek says, "Those motors help the robotic arm lift quite a bit of weight and move with precision. The RR1 has 6 joints, so it contains 6 of those gearboxes. The final degree of freedom is the end effector, which is a servo-driven gripper." Amazingly, Surinek has pulled off the design, engineering, and manufacturing of this complex planetary gearbox with a 3D printer, which is a key development in making robot and cobot arms truly useful. When exoskeletons become clothes, the exosuit from Sweden. Those who suffer from multiple sclerosis and cerebral palsy don't see an exoskeleton or an exosuit. Rather, they see a godsend. Every 5 minutes in the United States, someone is diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And worldwide, there are 20 million people who are afflicted with cerebral palsy. So it's a really cool thing when in 2009, a Swedish chiropractor named Fredrik Lundquist invented what he called the ExoPulse Molly Suit, which is a full-body exosuit with 58 embedded electrodes that fire 20 times per second using targeted electric pulses in order to correct mobility problems. The exosuit is known officially as a drug-free, non-invasive spasticity management device with innovative near full-body neurosimulation. To Lundquist, it's a wearable robot. The video that accompanies this particular exosuit is really amazing. It shows a woman named Louisa, who can hardly walk up and down stairs, nor eat a meal, nor even write. After 1 hour in this exosuit, she can easily walk up and down stairs. In fact, she's ready to go out and party. So, amazing. In 2021, German medtech giant Otto Bock acquired Lundquist's Exoneural Network, buying 100% of the outstanding shares. Together with its previous acquisition of U.S.-based SuitX, which is an occupational exoskeleton, Otto Bock is now the global leader in prosthetics, orthotics, and exoskeletons. Lundquist's exosuit, still manufactured in Sweden, comes in 37 different sizes, starting from 2 to 3 years old and going up to 5X for men and women. The cost, $5,800 or $500 rental per month. That's very inexpensive. A lifetime sentence of involuntary and continuous muscle spasms is 100% corrected by a wearable robot. Amazing. And now from California, a robot's record-setting 45-second pizza. Founded in 2019 by former SpaceX engineer Benson Tsai and 23 other former SpaceX employees, but not launching until the fall of 2022, a new robot startup, LA-based Stella Pizza, has trained its robots to knock out an oven-ready large pizza in 45 seconds. That's record-setting speed for an autonomous machine, but still a slowpoke compared to a two-time world champion, a human Canadian Werner Lomker, who made three large pizzas in an impressive 47 seconds, which is equal to making each pizza in roughly 15 seconds. Of course, Stella Pizza's robots could work the dough, tomato sauce, or grated mozzarella circuit around the clock, while Lomker's productivity has its limits. The process to make them isn't terribly different from the pizzas made by human hands. First, a metallic arm lowers into a refrigerated box and grabs a ball of dough, depositing it onto a conveyor belt, where a disc lowers to press it into a 12-inch circle. As the raw crust moves along on a belt, various machines dot it with tomato sauce, shake cheese onto it, add other toppings, then lift it into a 900-degree oven for baking. The pie's journey is tracked by cameras and sensors, which can make adjustments as needed. Figures a SpaceX engineer would have that on there, right? Each 12-inch, 45-second pizza, depending on topping choices, costs between $7 and $10. And get this, all of this takes place on a moving truck. Only in California will you see that kind of a scene. That's it for What's New in Robotics for this month. Check out the Robotique website every 2 weeks for the print edition. Our second announcement for today is about our new website, RoboAINews.com. Personally, this is the kind of website that I've been looking for a long time, and now we're going to build it ourselves. RoboAINews.com, where industrial robotics and artificial intelligence converge. We see it all coming daily, moment to moment, happening large and small throughout all of robotics. Robots and cobots are getting smarter, and algorithms are driving all of their best successes. From small production lines to the largest factories, the drumbeat of convergence is getting louder daily. It's manufacturing and logistics' best leap forward in decades. A new era in making things and productivity is arriving in a hurry. Seemingly moment to moment, we see the news of it scattered all over the internet. News stories by the dozens heralding the great convergence, how it's transforming robotics and what it may mean for robotics and the future of making things. How would it be if you could go to a single place and immerse yourself in the best of that news? Those stories, those videos, those interviews, and the critical encounters between robots, cobots, and AI. We think that would be a pretty cool place to go. And that's exactly the mission of RoboAINews.com. RoboAINews.com is our new online destination. Joining Asian Robotics Review in our podcast, This is Robotics, for our three-headed juggernaut on all things robotics. Please join us this September to see what all the fuss is about. Thanks. See you there. Our next news story is what we call Demise of Dumb. Headlines in tech publications say it all. A new generation of AI-powered robots is taking over warehouses, and robots with AI smarts soon at a factory near you. All these headlines are getting very common, all of them answering the question, why make industrial robots smart? A new generation of robots is on the rise, and their calling card reads, smart. No one wants to buy a lemon, and no factory sets out to manufacture lemons. They happen, and everyone is the less for it, whether it's a Boeing 737 MAX 8 or a toothbrush without bristles. When a product is either or both dangerous or useless because of production errors, it destroys customer confidence, corporate reputations, and profits. The manufacturing miscues that produce the offending products happen way too often. More often than not, such product fails are caused by human error or a dumb robot. All too frequently, an entire production line can crash, curtailing any and all manufacturing. Again, human error or a dumb robot is most likely the culprit. According to Mark Homer, a VP of Global Customer Transformation for ServiceMax, it's perhaps not surprising that the manufacturing sector has higher levels of human error, given the breadth of machinery and equipment that requires maintenance and intervention by service engineers and technicians. Turns out that 82% of companies have experienced a production snafu at least twice over the past 3 years. And when it comes to the production line outages for these companies, the results are devastating and last on average 4 hours. Back in 2014, Aberdeen Research estimated the cost of unplanned downtime across all businesses to be $164,000 an hour. A figure that has skyrocketed by 60% to $260,000 an hour, according to a report from Vanson Bourne. And the larger the company, like an auto plant, the more expensive things can get in a hurry. And if it's a significant enough defect to cause harm to a consumer, then all bets are off. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission reports that defective products annually cost over $1 trillion. Dumb humans in the manufacturing loop causing defects are easy to fix. They get jettisoned. Dumb robots, on the other hand, are very expensive, such that companies will spend even more for a downtime guardian to watch over their robots rather than getting rid of them. Dumb robots need to be closely supervised by human QC teams to ensure that what's going in and out of a CNC machine, for example, is eyeballed for quality. And downtime guardians need to be on the job 24/7 so as to alert yet another human when a dumb robot is about to mechanically fail. Since most every robot is dumb, junking them all together isn't really a viable solution. When it comes to product defects, a Harvard Business Review piece summed it up nicely. Somebody makes defects and gets paid for making them. If a substantial portion of the workforce corrects defects, then the company is paying to correct defects as well as to make them. If a factory is producing 15% defective products, then 15% of the total cost is spent making bad units. Obviously, low quality means high cost. However, if a dumb robot can somehow be made to be smart, then that flips the equation. Manufacturing gains an upper hand by increasing productivity, reducing errors, and improving quality. Smart robots can make possible the smart factory, and the smart factory makes possible manufacturing gains heretofore unattainable. And that's exactly the game afoot in the robot biz. Robots are getting outfitted with tech gear that's beginning to awaken them from their cognitive slumber. They are being made to be aware of their workplace, surroundings, and to work that they are performing. A new type of robot, the smart robot, is quickening into reality. Robots, especially cobots and mobile machines, are getting interconnected with multiple sensors and onboard compute power, all imbued with artificial intelligence, machine learning, data analytics, and cloud computing. All of this newfound real-time data, AI, and device interconnectivity constantly and continuously communicate, so that the data stream can be gathered together, sifted, and analyzed. It's the key to zero defects and zero downtime, as in zero lemons and zero lemon making. Information, such as cycle times and output rates and maintenance issues uploaded to monitoring systems, will optimize machines and allow for preventive maintenance long before a glitch can topple an entire production line. Chris Blanchette, Executive Director for Global Accounts at Fanuc America, says this is about smart robots. Demand for robots to have those features is becoming a requirement, not an option. A lot of companies realize that gathering real-time process-related data can help improve manufacturing efficiencies and product quality. They can learn how their process is currently working and where they can make improvements. Blanchette projects a 5-year window for smart robot connectivity to take hold across all industries. It's hard to gain any value if machines are not somehow connected and gathering data, which is typically collected from various sensors embedded in controllers, robot arms, and grippers. So keep an eye out for the coming of smart at a warehouse or factory near you. It's going to happen sooner than later. What's World Robotics in 2030 going to look like? Fortunately, the Boston Consulting Group, BCG, has put an interesting lens to the next decade of robotics, highlighting 7 unfolding developments that will influence the direction of robotics in the next 10 years. Now, that's what attracted me to this particular document from BCG. I know they're really good at what they do, and when I saw this, how intelligence and mobility will shape the future, sounded very interesting. What they say about the document is the following, and I quote, "This research illustrates the fundamental difference between automation technology widely applied in factory environments today and the radical shift that lies ahead." So let's see what these 7 unfolding developments are all about from BCG. Number 1 of the 7, they say professional services robots will dominate the sector. They go on to say, currently only a bare sliver of the market, professional services robots will have sales that may be more than double those of conventional and logistics robots. We expect the global robotics market to climb from about $25 billion this year to between $160 billion and $260 billion by 2030, with market share for professional services robots hitting up to $170 billion and industrial and logistics robot sales topping off at about $80 billion. That's pretty incredible. Number 2, changing consumer preferences and social trends will accelerate the need for advanced robotic solutions. They go on to say, the consumer-driven demand for quicker deliveries of customized products will lead to the expansion of robot capacity in manufacturing, individualization, and logistics applications. Meanwhile, aging demographics will result in a greater need for the use of mobile services robots to assist in personal hygiene, exercise, meal delivery, and other jobs. An increasing emphasis on recycling and other sustainability measures will require robots to take on complex disassembly and sorting tasks. I mean, like, they'll be disassembling old automobiles at junkyards. Who knows? I don't know, but that sounds very interesting. Number 3, robots will increasingly take over traditionally lower-paying and less skill-intensive jobs. Okay, we knew that was coming. BCG says the combination of a shortage of manual laborers and wage escalation in formerly low-wage countries will drive a more rapid replacement of humans with robots. Factory worker wages in China have doubled since 2007 and risen by more than 50% in India over the same time period. Okay, seems reasonable. Artificial intelligence and other technological advances will enhance human-to-robot interactions. That's their number 4. They go on to say, rapidly developing breakthroughs in technologies involving machine intelligence, connectivity, and control will enable expanded capabilities and scope while simplifying human-to-robot interactions. Among the most promising innovations, artificial intelligence. Well, of course, we all know that, right? AI will allow robots to handle unsupervised, unexpected situations. Swarm intelligence will increase the flexibility of mobile robots to share and alter tasks on location. And imaging systems will enhance autonomous inspections, analysis, and movements. Number 5, according to BCG, Robot capabilities will include the ability to learn. Today, simulation tools are used to teach robots how to solve problems in the real world. But this brute force method isn't satisfactory because situational complexity often makes it impossible to train robots to respond in unexpected events in flexible and intelligent ways. However, new research from the nonprofit artificial intelligence think tank OpenAI that focuses on guiding neural networks to navigate progressively more difficult and randomized environments appears to be producing strong results. Number six, according to BCG, semi-autonomous mobile machines will increasingly manage tasks in pre-mapped environments. By 2030, we estimate that level 3 autonomous vehicles will account for about 8% of new car sales. At level 3, the vehicle drives itself temporarily on relatively unencumbered roads and in clear weather and alerts the driver to take over when it's confronted with a situation it cannot handle. So by 2030, there's not going to be a driverless Uber picking me up anytime soon here. The number 7 and final one from the Boston Consulting Group says Asian robotics companies, currently a small slice of the market, will be competitive with U.S. and European manufacturers. Korean and Chinese robotics companies, many of which debuted in just the past 10 years, have a limited market presence today. But such firms in Asian countries will likely enjoy substantial growth in the next decade. The Great Cobot Giveaway, the Hewnit Cobot Arm. Our cobot giveaway. This is why I'm excited about the Hewnit Cobot Arm and why This Is Robotics, Asian Robotics Review, wants to buy a few and give them away during the holiday season. I went to 4 robot training sessions to see how robots are being introduced and taught. One group was high school, then college freshmen, then trade school kids, and then adult engineers getting a demo from an integrator. So what was the commonality, the thread connecting all 4 groups? A cobot arm. They were all being taught about robots with instructors who used only a cobot arm, and in 100% of the cases, that arm was a Universal Robots UR5. In essence, the world was learning all about robotics via a cobot, and probably would so for years to come. It dawned on me driving away that every kid should be taught robotics and respect machines by learning with a real cobot, the real thing. Only the real thing will create what I call a bicycle moment for a young boy or girl. Remember your bicycle moment? Mom or dad, hand on the back of the seat of your two-wheeler. Then you sneak a peek over your shoulder, and to your delight and fear, mom and dad is gone. You're alone, riding by yourself for the very first time. Next thing you know, you're 12 years old, doing 180s on a bike at a Red Bull event. Then I ran into the Hewnit Cobot Arm and Zamo. That machine is a kid's bicycle moment in robotics. Every kid should have one. And they're inexpensive, $800. Listen to this.
This is Hewnit, an AI camera and modular robot arm. 3D printer, laser, pen holder, suction, and AI camera. Hewnit is the only robot arm for creative makers. Hewnit's AI camera detects and recognizes objects in real time. The recognized objects can also be moved with the suction tool. Tools are easy to remove. Use the laser tool on whatever material you want. And that's not all. Hewnit can even replace its tools by itself. Okay? Let's continue with our work. The auto-leveling for 3D printing. It levels the printing bed easily. Create any 3D object you can imagine with the 3D printer module. You'll turn into an amazing artist with the pen holder module. Enjoy drawing cool calligraphy and artwork. Keep your creativity flowing with the customized tool. There's nothing you can't do with the creator module. The ways in which you can use the creator tool is almost limitless. Hewnit decides on its own. It networks with you. The touch display makes controlling it simple. And our software makes all the Hewnit's functions convenient and practical. Extreme strength, wide working range, quick speed, and high precision. All your ideas can become reality with Hewnit.
Now go check it out. Hunit, H-U-E-N-I-T. See it online. I think you'll agree. It's a bicycle moment. Well, dear friends, we've come to the close of another This Is Robotics Radio News podcast. Many thanks for coming. We sincerely hope that you enjoyed your brief stay with us, found the program interesting, and had a few takeaways that will stick in your memory banks and power your day along. Thanks also to Global Robotics for being such a wonderful source for news. As a production of Asian Robotics Review, we hope you visit the site regularly. And please, sign up for our twice-weekly newsletters. It's painless. Just your email is all we need. So long, until next time.
That brings to a close today's edition of Radio News. As always, thank you for your interest and attention. Until our next report, please be sure to click on over to This Is Robotics, the online news column at Asian Robotics Review. Also, look for This Is Robotics Radio News at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Pandora. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, this is Radio News, signing off. Have a great day.